welcome to the 12 Man Podcast. Myself, Shane Keane here, Declan Maron over
How's
there.
How's it going?
And Ruth Tober over there. And the Christmas tree is down.
It is, yeah.
What a depressing start.
It's grim. Yeah. It's grim Christmas.
Well, it's 2013 now, we're past that.
Yeah, well, it's 2013.
We're just about past that in my house, but we're well past that.
The man with the drum is still up over there as well.
The Nutcracker.
Yeah, the Nutcracker, whatever.
The man with the drum. How festive.
Nah, I don't believe in that Christmas stuff myself. It just gets in the way of our podcast, and that's all it does.
Gives us more football, though.
Yes, it does. Plenty of football. But
maybe not Christmas. For longer, though. We talked about the winter break last time.
Yeah, true. Yeah, there could well be winter break in the way if everybody moans about it. They do. We'd like a winter break.
No, I like football.
No, I mean, I like just, I want
a nice break off with no work or anything like
that. I just want to go on holiday, to be honest.
Anyway,
we're recording a slightly different time today. It's late at night, it is.
Chelsea have just...
We've just finished watching the Chelsea Aston Villa. Yeah, we're not going to start with that.
Chelsea Swansea. Aston Villa.
People
are going to think they're watching a couple of months, a year old. Let's do a month, a year old
podcast. The future. Yeah. But we will start with Chelsea in a roundabout way. They're linked with Tyson now.
Yeah, sorry.
Not Mike Tyson, as you thought.
I was just going to ask. I had my hand up.
Now, if you could bring any sports star into the world of football, who would it be and why? Declan Maron, take it away.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with a bit of a two answer. I cheated a little and picked a kind of like...
Can you ever just follow the question? Yeah. Answer the question.
I
can't. Come on.
I have a proper one, which would be Tim Henman to QPR. I just think it's a perfect fit. They're both miserable failures and I don't like either. I also did have a nice pun one. I picked Bruce Lee. Now, I know he's a movie star, but he also does a bit of that old fighting, taekwondo, karate
that
stuff.
Old fighting thing.
And I would put him going to Cardiff so that he could enter the Dragons. Yeah, come on.
You could also send the Harchester United.
No.
As you mentioned last week.
No. He's too good an actor and a footballer for that. I would like to stick him in a Cardiff so that pretty much that he could enter the Dragons. Nice little pun.
Hashtag bring back dream team.
Bring back our
GBDT. We abbreviate here at the 12.
Who would you like?
Well, the first one that came to mind was Tiger Woods to go to Chelsea. Just because I'd be interested, not so much to see it, but to know that it existed, a shagathon between him and John Terry.
If Wayne Bridge went back there, he'd just be very upset. We both had a go over now, Wayne.
Oh dear.
Lowering the tone.
Allegedly.
Yeah, that's your final answer.
Yeah,
you're
sure,
not going
go
to
with that.
No, I thought,
two answers.
What some football teams need, say, take Southampton for example, they're knocking around the bottom of the table. They need a proven winner. Maybe somebody has won the World Cup, so maybe Southampton could bring, and not just bring in, but bring back Sir Clive Woodward, who they brought in before as technical director and sacked about 3 months later. You go from the world of rugby into the world of football. It's a bad move. But bring him back, that's what I say. QPR could do it. Bring him back.
Hey, if you're getting Tim Henman already, like, I'm two. Stuff you both, right? My two answers were great.
Or, stuff us. Or, say some Italian team could bring in Lance Armstrong because he knows how to get around the whole doping regulations. You know, they're like in Italy. Yeah. They're a bit wishy-washy. Yeah. They're not all above board, you know. They're not all there. You bring Lance Armstrong in, he knows the tricks of the trade. Exactly. He's doing an interview.
Originally was worried that was going to be some sort of testicular cancer joke. I'm glad it wasn't. I'm glad it wasn't.
Yeah. But if you want to get in touch with us, do.
Bring him in. Infest him. Even though it's not contagious.
Order in the courtroom. The 12manpodcast@hotmail.com or at 12manpodcast on Twitter. Get in touch. Let us know what you think. Who would you like to see come into the world of football?
Or hit up the old Facebook where it's all happening.
It's all happening. There's a video of Mick McCarthy.
A phenomenal video. It's well worth checking out.
Oh, Mick.
I can't look at that video without laughing.
You bring something.
If you like Mick McCarthy, sexy looks and lovely song montages, then you'll love this video.
Hashtag sexy Mick. Well, we will start with Chelsea, as I said, because we just watched them playing, losing to Swansea 2-0. I hope this match doesn't go overturned or something like that, but they weren't particularly good. They weren't good there, but they were pretty good the weekend.
They were 5-1.
5-1 against Southampton. They went to go down as well.
Yeah.
And he bounced back with 5-2 for Demba Ba in his debut.
2 for Demba Ba, and he nearly won a penalty there. And scored an offside. Well, we didn't like to see him see a replay. The game is literally just over.
Didn't look offside.
So he's effectively done more in his
his career than Torres.
His game and a third of football than Torres has done.
Not bad.
Not really. He hasn't really done that, but we like to slay Torres.
We do love to slay Torres. He's not, but is he going to be a better signing than Torres?
Value for money, yeah, most true, likely.
Yeah, more, until his knees go, which is still a possibility.
Which is a possibility.
I was worried about that. I was hoping. That's Chelsea. But not for them, but he's alright. It is interesting, though. We're like looking at Chelsea having failed to score in 4 of his Benitez's 6 home games, which is something that needs addressing, really.
They score 8 in one of them, though.
Yeah.
Spread it out a bit.
What are you doing? Although, and then 5 in the last one and then none of this one. Do you think that's what it is? It's like, I'm going to move to score goals there. It's like, that's no, come on. Just get one or two. And
well, they're not save five, that one. Not the 5 away from home against Premiership opposition in Southampton.
Should they just never go back to Stamford Bridge?
Maybe just start playing. Well, they want to move stadiums. Maybe they could do
move to Scotland.
They could swap with Rangers. Which we get on to later. And probably get confused about. Yeah, well, you know, Chelsea, have they improved under Benitez, or would they still be playing this way under Di Matteo?
I think it'd be the same. I said at the start, I don't think there's any point in sacking Di Matteo.
Not bringing in Benitez. Mm. So he's going to get a long-term deal, you know?
No.
He's there at the end of the season.
Someone announced something the other day that ruined that for him, pretty much.
Would it be...
Pep Guardiola.
Okay.
For those of you who were like, it's Pep Guardiola, said he wants to come back to football now.
Why are they making sounds like Tim Allen? It's a home improvement.
For those home improvement fans out there not knowing what I'm talking about, it's a very specific demographic. But
well, if Benitez isn't going to stay, what about Frank Lampard? Is he going to stay?
Yeah, second top goal scorer.
Yeah, he's been getting goals.
The history to
very good penalty on the other day against Southampton.
He's always been good at penalties.
Yeah, but it was just nice to see, even though he's sagging. You actually would have thought Demba Ba would have taken on for his hat trick.
Had he scored?
He scored 2.
Had he scored at that stage?
Lampard's goal was the last one.
He was still on the hat-trick. Pitch, though.
Yeah, he was.
Hmm. Well, there you go. Why didn't he take it?
Well, I suppose...
Because Lampard was going to be the second top goal scorer.
Lampard is the penalty taker. I do like that at the same time. I would have liked to see Demba Ba get hat-trick, just Torres on the bench. But I would, like... I do like seeing that being over. It's like, no, this is our penalty taker. I don't care who's on what. Claude McAlevey. If you haven't scored in 6 years, it's not my problem.
Yeah, Kieran Dyer.
Poor Kieran Dyer. R.I.P. Kieran Dyer's career.
Let's leave Kieran Dyer alone for now. We'll get back to him in a few minutes.
Everyone else is saying that.
Let's leave him alone. Let's not take him. Well, according to Heron, there'll be still something to offer, but we'll...
after releasing him.
Yeah. Still something to offer, but definitely not to me from my club.
Well, where would Lampard go? There's been talk about Juventus. Pirlo said that he could prolong his career there. Much in the same way that Pirlo has done.
We kind of fantasised about that before ruling it out, saying that Marquinhos and Vidal would be better off start. But no, he probably would get in there ahead of Marquinhos, you know.
The league would probably suit him because it's a slower league.
Yeah,
I think what Pirlo's aiming at, saying he'd prolong his career.
You're a bit crap, you're old now.
You're old, I'm old. I know how these things work.
You saw me in the Euros, so it was way better than you.
Maybe that's what he's talking about. He's not saying that he wants him at Juventus to play with him. He's saying that he wants to play against him more often because he overran him so easily in the Euros.
He pretty much did say that he wants him to come over, though. So.
Yeah, but maybe you read between the lines.
I don't think Lampard played in those matches. He was injured, wasn't he?
He just knows English midfielder. He's gone general.
Lampard, Gerrard, Carrick, they're all the same. aren't they?
No, I think it'll be interesting to see where he goes, though. I mean, there's a great video we meant to put up. We'll put up today. I'll put up now in a minute. Of the Harry Redknapp defending him and being proved dead right, you know, when he was a boy. That video. Why isn't one of those clubs that, like, a Harry Redknapp-ish club? Spurs was touted in the summer.
Yeah, but I mean, they've got Scott Parker, who's not doing anything there.
Is it that far fetched to think that if he waits until summer, United might pick him up?
Well, there was talk of that.
It was talk of last year.
They took Scholes back.
Yeah.
And that just seemed like absolutely ridiculous.
But there was talk that...
And they don't United, like having good midfielders.
Yeah.
So...
United were looking at... Because... So someone said, oh, we definitely need to sign a midfielder, obviously, because they've needed that for the last 3 years. And they said, yeah, it might pick up Frank Lampard at the end of the season.
Mm.
And maybe buy Robert Lewandowski, which we don't need at all.
as we said last week, Zaha is on the wish list.
Brought in Kagawa, who they didn't need in the summer.
Mm.
And they was like, well, he's not a centre midfielder. And he's
Is Ferguson in that point of his career where, as you know, as we always say, where you get too far in Football Manager, he starts buying players you like. They're not going to sack me. I'm probably going to quit this game in a minute anyway, like once I'm done with this part, you know?
Yeah.
Once the transfer window closes, I might quit. Yeah. Imagine he did that. Bought all these unnecessary players and then quit.
Just do it now. In January. Good. Just go out and spend loads of money and just walk out. The other say, I'm done. Had enough of this. Enough of this crap.
Oh, I'd love it.
Much like Damien Comoli did at Liverpool.
Well, except he was more sacked and forced out of the club with a lot of shame around it. You don't get that out of Football Manager. He doesn't follow you around shouting at you.
He did buy a lot of bad players. Good players he did though was Luis Suarez.
Mm.
Well, good in the sense of footballing.
Yeah, not as good person, morally. Or...
Yeah. Liverpool beat Mansfield the weekend, the FA Cup 2-1, but that handball incident. Anything about it? Are we making too much of a big deal?
I tweeted about it. If you were following me at Dec Marin, you know my opinions already.
Go on.
For the fans. I got very annoyed by people, especially John Champion in particular, who's a fat-headed moron, accusing him of being... John Champion said about the ball, oh, all you can say is, what a terrible cheat. It's like...
Well, I can say a lot more positive things than that.
Well, except for... He did not do that on purpose. You don't. It's too fast. The ball was going too fast.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely 100% behind the decision to say if they had ruled that out, I would have gone, okay, well, I can see why they're not giving us a goal for that. Yeah. I thought the refereeing was bad for the whole game. I thought Mansfield should have had a nearly forgotten there. Sorry, no disrespect, Mansfield.
Oh, disrespect them already.
Not. I thought they had more than one claim for a penalty. One definitely, which Robinson handballed.
Which was a handball, yeah.
They can feel hard done, all right, but it was the manager who had his birthday ruined by, like, that, like, well, not ruined, I suppose, but that was his birthday that day.
Yeah. He got married the day before.
No, Friday, wasn't he?
Friday after training.
If they beat Luton, he was going to marry his wife on Friday or something like that, and didn't they beat Luton?
And he got married.
I think there was some catch behind it like that, where it was like, kind of... His wife.
He got married at the church.
What if they draw? Does he leave her at the altar? Like, they go to get married. For the whole, just on the issue of the handball, like, I'm not too biased when it comes to this stuff, I don't think. I generally would say, yeah, Suarez dives a lot and he handballs and he cheats a lot. I really don't think there's anything he could have done. And the most irritating part about it was... He did a celebration, which he always does, of kissing the hand. Yeah. And John Champion is like, oh, and he's kissing his hand as well, just to rub it in. It's like, no, he's not.
It's just a very unfortunate celebration.
If you'd have watched any of the other 16 goals he scored this season, you'd know that you're wrong there.
You just had to point that out, didn't you? 16 goals this season as well. How many do you have, John Champion? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Take that.
Mm. Pratt.
What'd you make of Dan Sturridge's debut at?
He was good. He looked lively.
Scored after, what, 7 minutes?
Yeah, a good finish. And then should have had two after that, probably.
Yeah, he did miss a few chances, though, I think. Well, directly after that, when he kind of stalled. And
when we're saying he missed a few chances, the entire Liverpool team had a lot of chances. John Joe Shelby had three.
As did Mansfield in the second half.
Yeah.
With Brad Jonesy goals.
There was a moment.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say on that. I'm going to home loudly.
Yeah, I was watching it with someone who pointed out that he doesn't remember the last time Brad Jones kept a clean sheet. And then we left just before Mansfield scored. And we were like, oh, maybe Brad Jones get his clean sheet. And we found out later that. No, he didn't.
No, poor old Brad Jones. Gets a hard time.
Because he's bad.
He's a backup goalkeeper, and always will be. When I was watching the game, there was like a list of them that just, if you're not good against a fifth tier side,
Stuart Downing.
You're playing, Stuart Downing is top of the list.
Stuart Downing
was muck.
Awful. Mm. Absolutely terrible.
He led to the assist in the second goal, but it took him 80-something minutes or 70-something minutes to do that, when for the entire game before he'd been awful. But, like, there's a list of... There's Henderson, there's himself, which the two of them obviously followed. There's Jones, Quatez, pretty damn bad, to be honest. He really struggled against the 50. And then, I'm not sure if either of you were watching the game, but at the end, they put on this, like, 6'9", like, no footballing ability striker, just to be an absolute nuisance. It was very funny, Mansfield. Yeah, it was hilarious.
Was he a banger?
He very much could have been. He had the face of a banger. He'd been a banger in previously, like, 2 or 3 years ago. Ah. He'd only come from, like, you know, Sheffield under-16s or something like that. Absolutely ridiculous.
I saw him playing for Mansfield against Liverpool last week. No, he's playing this under-14 match.
Like a, you know, a relatively tall, like, 5'6", 11-year-old, marking a 6'9", 27-year-old. Yeah. All right, mate. Jimmy smokes.
Join the boys and drink. Ah, football, what's it gone to, eh? There was a chance in the second half, Sturridge had. I think it was, yeah, it was definitely the second half. And he kind of just lazily hit it. And I went wide. And the defender went in to try block it. But Sturridge was there trying to claim a corner of it. But it didn't.
There was one now. You may have mixed this up where he took it on relatively well. Hit a decent shot with his right foot. And the keeper saved it. And it actually looked like he'd missed it. But
No. There was one where the defender tried to clear, or tried to block it, and it went wide, and he was like, oh no, hit the defender, shot the replay, it didn't. I was like, that was a terrible miss. The one just after he scored.
I'm not going to judge him on, that was a bad miss, but I'm not going to judge him on this game, because
he did score.
I'm going to judge those other players I judged a minute ago.
At one stage Jordan Henderson had the ball and kind of comfortably in midfield, and he passes straight to one of the Mansfield players. Why are you doing that?
Even for a person like Quatez, you would think Jamie Carragher is far too old to be playing this team. Even Sean, like, he was slow against Mansfield. I don't know why I thought he'd be faster.
But maybe that bogged down pitch would speed him up somehow.
It was in bad nick, but it was nice to see when they asked Brendan Rodgers about the pitch. He went, that's grand. Like, we'll play on that, it's fine. Probably. But no, for the likes of, like, Quatez should be pushing Carragher out of the team. Carragher should not be near. It should be Quatez the next to go in there. And he's just done nothing. When's the last time you've, like, seen him come on do anything?
Exactly.
Overhead against Stoke.
Yeah, in the cup. In the cup as well, wasn't it? I'm pretty certain that was in the cup.
Last year, I thought it was against Stoke, he scored it.
Yeah. I thought it was against one of the teams that got relegated. Anyway, it doesn't really matter.
Stoke could be relegated. I'll try and stick that into every podcast.
It's not going to happen, lads, no matter how much we want it to. Now, where's the Sturridge going to play situation was brought up on ITV.
Yeah, and as I said yesterday, Keegan said,
this is on ITV with Goran Strachan, who started talking absolute nonsense about the match afterwards and compared Luis Suarez's handball incident to him getting a parking fine and not admitting that he parked on double yellow lines, and it was all kind of a bit weird. But he said that the three of them, Sturridge,
I hope he gets arrested for that.
Yeah, imagine Strachan getting, like, nicked over. Gets a ticket the next day. Well, you said it on TV. Sorry, Gordon.
Sturridge, Suarez, and Sterling. Oh, three S's.
Yeah, alliteration.
Yeah, the three of them. They could just not play him defined roles up front, but the three of them could just mix about a bit.
Yeah, I think that's what's touted. I mean, for me, Suarez comes so deep that I'd like to see Sturridge get the kind of central role. I mean, Suarez wanders out, sort of figuratively get it. I don't think it gives them any of them defined roles. I say, Suarez, you run around, play anywhere.
Get up there.
I mean, we have
a goal.
Get
out
there. Jose Enrique likes getting forward anyway. Jose Enrique likes getting forward anyway. And as does Glenn Johnson, so you could
start them up front.
Well, you could let, you know, kind of have attacking enough fullbacks, let them wander around. You know, they're going to get support from these lads out wide anyway, so.
Would it work if Liverpool played cover a reverse tactic and start defenders up front and strikers
minus 11? Negative 11?
What? It's a Stoke team, is it? Negative 11,
Math jokes.
Yeah. One really versatile player, you know, we talk about M3, really versatile, James Collins. Super versatile.
Could be the new Gary Doherty.
Fantastic segue there. Absolute top amount of sarcasm ever in his on this podcast.
Turned from a bad defender last week giving away the goal
to a bad defender who scored two goals.
The transformation is unbelievable.
To an okay striker who scored two goals. He wasn't really, but he got the two goals against Man United.
He took them very well, say.
West Ham 2.
He hit his head very well.
No, he took
the second one in particular was a great header because it went, there was no way anybody was getting to it. Anybody. I mean, now, why nobody was marking him is another question, but United can't defend crosses, they're not good at. And, you know, Sam Allardyce knows these things, so he stuck big James Collins up front, you know, got him in the mixer, lumped the balls in. Well, he didn't really lump the balls, they were good balls by Joe Cole, actually.
Yeah, they were.
Making his debut.
Yeah, making a phenomenal debut, Joe Cole.
I think he's done more than that much than he did at Liverpool.
Sitting there watching it going, piss off, Joe Cole. Sake.
His Liverpool debut, he got sent off against Arsenal, didn't he?
Yeah,
he did. What do you think he's on at West Ham?
He's
drunk.
Sam's leftovers, I would have thought, a week.
I
need to feed myself. A joke over you there.
He's very, I'd say he's on decent money. I mean, 60 grand?
Jesus.
You know, it's a bit of a step down. He would have been about 100 grand at Liverpool, I'd say.
Mm.
Yeah. But.
We're all just doing the math in our head and just being very
depressed. So that's way too much money for him. But he's put it, you know, he got to assist. He's a good player. Allegedly, was a good player. If he can get back to some decent form, if he gets a run of the team, though.
Few people have made a good point that he's always been a prospect.
Yeah.
He's never actually performed. Which is a good point.
He was good at Chelsea.
The argument to that is probably that. Do you remember that period for England where he was like their best player for a long time?
Build up to the World Cup.
Where he was like their best player. Like, very, very consistent, whereas everyone was up and down. But.
Played well in the World Cup, scored a cracker against
him. Yeah.
He's still.
Burton's Latan's goal. To do...
Easy now.
He wasn't. But, Joe Cole, Michael Owen went down injured and twisted his, broke his leg and had to crawl off the pitch or something like that. It was quite funny.
Oh, good lord.
Isn't that every match Michael Owen played over that period of time?
He's going to move to Perth Glory. It's not going to happen.
They've denied it.
Stoke aren't going to let their greatest prospect.
imagine swapping Stoke for Perth, though. It's pretty much the absolute, most amazing swap ever.
So I moved to Perth. Yeah. So it's like abs for a while. It's
very hot over here. My hamstrings are starting to dry out. You just hear them crack like Rivitas.
I thought Robbie Fowler was still over.
He's over in Thailand. And then he came back, and I don't know what he's doing now.
Who cares? Anyway,
he's winning arguments for me last week. That's what he's doing.
West Ham 2, Manchester United 2, Robin van Persie's goal. It's just.
It was good, yeah. It would be, last week's was better. I'm kind of judging him on that. He scored better.
What, the one against Wigan?
Yeah, the one where Rami slid around on the floor for a while.
You have to understand that it was against Ramis. But, but no, like, no, I definitely think that one was much better.
We're going to do it all right.
It was
a nice
unbelievable.
Touch.
So good.
I think that touch made the goal, but he finished that, and it was such a calm finish that he put it away, and he knew himself. He was like, "Do this all week long if I wanted."
His celebration, I thought, was very just like, this is what I do.
This is what I'm here for.
He's dealing with
it. Probably a little bit disappointed that it was 2-2 as well. It's kind of like, equalising goal. Mm.
He's getting
should have scored a winner
to that stage, like. Right, like, you know, you see Matt Letizia and they show, like, you know, a collection of his goals, and they're all amazing goals. Now, Van Persie scores those tap-ins for 4 or 5 yards out, but there's a collection of goals that he has. It was phenomenal. And, you know, the one against Charlton years ago, there was one against Everton last season, one against Liverpool last season. There was the one recently, or the start of this season, I can't remember who was with Tottenham, maybe. He scored Fulham. It was his first goal. It's a lovely goal. He has a collection of these wonderful goals. It's just... That one, though, he's just showed notice. It was like Bergkamp against
Argentina.
The way he controlled that ball, which was a long ball over the top, to just do that. Like.
It's funny, isn't it? Because for a couple of years, Van Persie seemed like that kind of striker. Where it was like, I mean, Arsenal have him, but he's not that good.
Yeah.
Remember, it wasn't that long ago where he's like, he's no Bergkamp. And now it's like, his goals every week. He's transformed himself over. Like, we knew that, but like now he's at United, and he's just...
If only he hadn't been in some injury problem when he was younger.
He's the best striker in the league at the moment.
Oh, absolutely.
By far.
He's
and
the reason
up there, Man United. The top four in the world, I would say.
What top four strikers in the world? Behind Messi, I mean...
It's not very many other out-and-out
strikers.
Falcao, Messi.
Cavani, maybe.
Yeah,
it might be ahead of Cavani. Yeah, I mean, I'd put him ahead of Cavani. I'd probably put him ahead of Falcao as well. I mean, yeah, it's tight. He's got...
No, I'd say...
He has got, if not as many more goals than Falcao in the same period of time.
Maybe, yeah. And yeah, it is. It's definitely a close one between... I suppose, like, the quality of his goals is probably...
I mean, he has 20 goals already this season, doesn't he?
Well, you're for Falcao, you're for Van Persie, I'll sit on the fence. And I'll be like, yeah, they're both good, I like this.
Mm. Yeah, they're both good, but Messi's still the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when he did win.
Yeah, I'll be on the fence sitting the other way looking at Messi.
You enjoy that fence. You enjoy that fence.
That fence in the middle of the new camp that you can just sit.
Well, between the new camp, Old Trafford and Madrid.
Yeah.
I don't know their stadium name.
It'd be a bit of an awkward triangle there. You're probably looking at France somewhere, I think.
You sit in a fence in France.
Well, speaking of French.
French fans. Fence, French fence.
Move on that quick.
Yeah, speaking of France,
he's died over here.
The old French team in England, Arsenal, Arsenal, drew 2-2 with Swansea. Swansea, you know, still bounced back though. Swansea bounced back 1-2-0 tonight. Arsenal.
After the disappointment of drawing with Arsenal, considering they had beaten us twice in a row.
Yeah.
Before that, so
beat us last season. Yeah. And beat us this. When they played this season, Michu came off the bench against and scored.
Scored after like
again,
point two seconds or something.
We should
like
just
that.
Record that and just, you know, have it playing any time we need. Like Michu, it would save us talking.
It is one of
Michu
those,
came off the bench.
It is one of those things where like when you see like a score thing flashing down underneath, you see like Swansea took the lead. You're just like, it was obviously Michu. Obviously, like, he just, like, it seems it's like that thing.
Could have been a very, very slow motion Danny Graham.
Would it be?
What's Michu on now? Then it must be
16, 18.
Is it not higher? I'd say it's 18.
18.
For the, like, not
I don't
league,
know.
Not
yeah, see, I don't know how many he has outside of obviously two. At least.
Two, at least.
So we know we can count the two.
Outside of the league, go, at least two. Someone was going, good job, lads. Yeah, that was really fucking a lot of effort. Like,
yeah, we don't need to tell them that, dude. He's got goals. He's got goals in abundance. That's what we know. Do you think he's going to move?
I hope not.
I don't think so. He seems happy.
Do you think Chelsea going to buy him now because he's scoring against them?
Just to replace Lampard.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't see why Swansea would have to sell him. They only just got him. And unless they're like, no one's going to bid wildly for him, I don't think. They're not going to get an absolutely phenomenal.
No, I think it's also
improved.
It would still be a bit of a risk because he has only been here for, or here.
Yeah, but he's
in
been
the
good,
Premiership
good
for
2 years, though.
Yeah, I know. He was obviously really, really good last year in Spain. Didn't score quite as many goals, though.
He got for
15.
Yeah.
15
which is
in the Liga for a low down team.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. No, I'm not saying. But I still think that, like, you know, there was a whole thing where Andy Carroll was good for half a season.
Yeah. Well, like, now hold on, Rue. He was good in the Championship. So that's a whole season.
He was good
in
the
championship.
I have a list.
Andy
I
Carroll,
can't quite
Andy
remember.
Andy Carroll good for a season and a half in two different leagues. There you go.
I have a list, though. I can't quite remember all the players that are on it, but there's a list of players that scored more than him that league in the Championship. Gary Hooper is one of them, and I obviously remember that. Yeah, Michael Chopra is one of them.
Like
I think Cameron. I think Cameron Jerome. It's either Cameron Jerome or maybe
it wasn't Cameron Jerome.
Earnshaw.
He would have been. He wouldn't have been in the Championship same time as.
Well, maybe it's Earnshaw then. He scored more than him. There's a load of poor players.
Oh, I know that. I'm not,
and Gary Hooper.
I'm in no way.
Dot. Back to the Arsenal Swansea game, lads. You can play over this later. It's another replay because the Man United West Ham.
It's exactly what Wenger wanted.
Yeah, it's not really what either team would want because Swansea have the League Cup game as well to be played.
So they only have one left now.
Yeah, well,
two. If they.
Yeah, actually, probably two, yeah.
Yeah. So
it's Bradford.
Well, if Bradford get there, you know. If Bradford get there, they beat Aston Villa pretty convincingly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Aston Villa are crapping anyway, but still. yeah, it's another replay, it's another game that nobody wants. But they're not just.
I want
these matches on the day with penalties. I know it's tradition and stuff like that, but we wouldn't buy into it as much as
I think. I like when it's someone else's team that gets caught in a replay because it's like, ah, you didn't want that. There was I know an Arsenal fan that put up a hashtag trend like justice for Mansfield, and like it was no disrespect to this guy, but it just filled me with rage when he put up because I was like, well, you have a replay, so fucking. Yeah. And I just felt this rage in me. I was like, don't write that. That's really petty. So I didn't write it.
Yeah, you're not Piers Morgan.
I do like this.
Did Piers Morgan get back to us?
I don't know.
I do like the replays, though, because there's always one of those things where, like, you're kind of flicking through TV, like, just some random Tuesday evening.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look, if you go replay.
And nobody's enjoying the match. not even the players. I don't want to be here. Especially not the players. The fans don't even want to be here.
Yeah.
So I like it when, you know, I think Swansea and Arsenal playing, sure, the two Premiership teams, they don't need these extra games. But it's great when, you know, United are playing
Burton Albion.
Yeah, well, Burton and Exeter a couple of years ago. Yeah, and it does get dragged to a replay. And it's especially great if, say, a crap team goes to
You can say a lesser team.
A lesser team.
You don't need to say a crap team.
A lesser team goes, a team from a lower division, so somebody from the third or fourth division go to a Premiership team and they hold to a draw. And then they have to, the reverse fixture is back at the other team's stadium. It's a crap stadium, but that's what I like, you know, when it's, you know,
there's lads Johnny watching it from trees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What game was that in?
Every third round game ever. Always happens.
It happened at Liverpool Mansfield. It did. It definitely happened. Yeah.
It was.
I was wondering, was he just stuck up there? And then, oh, football.
Every third round game ever.
Suarez.
Somebody's been watching from a tree. Probably a scout. It's like
he's been sent there, but like they didn't have money for a ticket. It's a Pompey scout. That's what it is, a Portsmouth scout.
It's like, when you're,
why are you sending me to look at these players? We're not going to have money to sign them. Nope, go
get in that tree.
Liam Lawrence up the tree, come on, you're a scout now as well.
Liam Lawrence is out in the Greece, I think, playing.
There you are.
Or scouting, or climbing trees.
Do they have trees in Greece?
They might do. Oh, no. I don't know. They might have to sell them because you can't.
Actually, it's kind of the same going from Portsmouth to Greece.
No money anywhere.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone wanted that deal. I don't think Portsmouth would have gotten any money, and Greece would have paid any.
Greece probably pretend like, said, "What
we?" No, we say Greece. We don't even have the club name. We're just bandying around Greece.
He's
the country.
He's working in the Greek government, isn't he?
It's just a translator. It's
a financial advisor.
He's bringing on Gael Gebrard. That's what he's doing, lads.
Is that Paik? P-A-O-K.
There you go.
Yeah,
right. Well, that's good to know.
He will not tan over there. He will burn. He's an Irishman.
We were talking about football a while ago. Kieran Gibbs scored a nice goal in that match.
He did, actually.
Yeah. It was very, quite very. Give him a week or two and pull some unknown muscle.
Yeah,
and he'll be gone.
It looked like it was that kind of match where Arsenal showed no heart, and they showed loads of heart, and they showed no heart.
a regular heartbeat, Arsenal. They have to get that checked.
If I had stayed 2-1, it would have been like, oh, great comeback for Arsenal, going there, hard place to go to get a win. I was like, well, we could see it in the last minute. It's like, oh, bottlers, that's all.
Yeah, exactly. Gibbs' goal was a beauty, though.
Yeah, it was not
too dissimilar to the Van Persie goals that we were talking about. First time volley.
Yeah, I suppose.
They do like that, if Arsenal players, because Podolski scored a really nice one.
Actually,
like
Podolski's goal was good as well. I think that's where it's like the kind of quick turn and shot.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's a good player, Podolski.
He's a good finisher. I like. He's one of those players that, you know, when he scores a goal, he's really enjoying it at his new club scoring goals.
He's scored against Liverpool, remember?
Mm. Funnily enough, I do, yeah.
I said, save that image of him. Like, because he was delighted, he was so happy to score. I was like, save that for 2 years' time when Man City you're bidding for him. And he's like, I want to leave.
Yeah.
It's like, look how happy you were 2 years ago. Look how happy you were. Now look at you.
Contrast it with Nasri now, though. He'll be miserable if he misses.
Well, Nasri's been shunted out on the wing, like you said. He's not getting played. Anyway, looks like there might be an end to the Theo Walcott transfer dealings as well.
Yeah,
Benchy's on his
contract. 25 million, effectively.
Over 5 years. He's looking for 90 grand a week. And it's a 5-year deal. A lot of money, but Arsenal look like they're willing to give him the money, I think, is what's going to happen. But, you know, he's been improving season on season. The only thing is, you wonder if he's playing really well this season because he's looking for a new deal or he's looking for a move.
Yeah,
but it's strange. You look at it and go, well, who's he going to go to if he leaves? If he leaves in a free, I can see, but like if he's leaving now, I don't know where he's going to go. Like, Man City, Liverpool probably couldn't afford his wages. Man United don't want them, Chelsea don't really need him, you know what I mean.
Spurs would probably consider
but whether he'd go there.
He's
got a good head and shoulders. I mean, but then you're looking abroad, you're thinking Juventus, AC Milan, you know.
If Liverpool can't afford his wages, AC certainly can't.
Yeah, well, I mean, they did have Thiago Silva and Ibrahimovic on the books. They're both gone, so they would have been on huge money.
Yeah.
So,
do you reckon we'd ever see him at Angie or...
I'd say Walcott will stay in the English league. I'd say he will sign the contract.
Yeah,
it looks like he will.
He just is trying to force their hand a little. If not, I mean, I'm not personally a big fan of him, but I could see him moving to Liverpool. in the same way as Sturridge has. And you'll say, I want to play up front. It's like, well, you're not going to.
Because that's three players. Yeah. And Sterling will pipe up.
That's the thing, we have Sterling. Players. He's been linked there a lot, but I would like him not to go there. we'll give you Downey.
Wilfred Zaha has been linked with a move into Inter, so if Walker was to leave, and you're like, well, what's the point in that? Just keep Walker. He's developed as a footballer.
Yeah, there is no point in signing this player as like a future prospect and selling him off when he's 23.
Much like we did with Son. It was like, and Wenger said, it's great that we can bring these players and give them a career. It's like, don't sell good players. Like, I mean, not just with Son, a good defensive midfielder. He was like, okay, defensive midfielder. He got 10 assists last season. He got, if not 15. He was a really good player.
I would say Walcott will. I would say he'll sign next while. I'd say that won't be far off, you know.
Yeah, well, it seems to be coming to an end anyway.
Yeah, well, hopefully, because it's been dragging on. It's one of these things.
It's something I've ignored, though. It's not the same way the Tevez thing has dragged on. I've paid attention to it. Walcott kind of hyping himself up, and I'm like, I don't really care, Walcott, to be honest.
Well, see, the Tevez thing still couldn't get away from it because it was everywhere.
Yeah, but I think Walcott's been kind of talking himself up.
Yeah,
he's got a little smidgen of Michael Owen in there, where he's like, you know, I might do this, I might do that. It's like, well, we don't really care what you do. The rest of the world, Arsenal care. They don't want to lose you for free. That's about it.
Exactly. We don't want to lose them because we spent a lot of money on them in the first place.
It is a bit of a sorry case of events when you see, like, every season, Arsenal players who want to leave. It was like Fabregas, you know, there was Nasri. It's gone kind of down in a bit of quality.
Sanya was touted.
Sanya and Walcott. It's like Walcott, who were all like, fifth or sixth best player.
Yeah,
you never heard moaning out of Oleg Luzhny or Ray Parler back in the day. They just sat on the bench and got on with it, you know,
got their money.
Yeah,
Oleg Luzhny never wanted to play up front through the middle.
It's probably a good thing. Anyway, we were talking about crap stadiums and people watching matches from trees. Luton and Macclesfield, they both got through, two non-league teams. Actually, in fairness to Luton, they do have a decent stadium.
Yeah,
but they both got through to the next round of the cup. You were pretty impressed with Macclesfield, weren't you?
Yeah,
you were impressed by their goal score.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was Bart Homer,
but it wasn't.
It's Barnes Homer. But yeah, good little journeyman.
Yeah,
he likes a move.
He said he'd
of 15 clubs. He doesn't even know him.
He doesn't even know him.
So how am I supposed to know?
He doesn't know, but I know. No, better than he knows himself.
This is Wikipedia, a big question mark.
I'd
be surprised if he has a Wikipedia page.
It's like,
maybe now after.
Yeah. It's like Delroy Facey. His name always used to pop up in the FA Cup, especially in the FA Cup tournament. You used to always see him score in the FA Cup. I was like, he's always at a different club. And he used to always be at a different club. He was like Grimsby for a while, and then God knows where he turned up after. Yeah, but Luton and Macclesfield got through.
Who did they beat?
Macclesfield beat Cardiff.
Top of the championship. Without Bruce Lee.
No, in fairness to Cardiff, I don't think it was a... Not in fairness to Cardiff, I mean, they didn't put out a full team.
No.
So it's their own fault.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you gotta play with a decent team if you're going to. Because
it looked for a good while that they were just gonna go and kind of not play very well, but get the win because they were leading for ages. But then as soon as Macclesfield equalised, everyone just kind of went, actually,
this could win.
We could actually win this. The lads in the trees start going, yeah, come on, we can win.
They start putting their arms up the air and then fell out on the tree.
And then that gave them inspiration. Do it for the lads who fell out of the trees.
A load of them
that
was falling from a tree. And who did Luton meet?
I don't have a clue.
There you go.
Can't quite remember. There's so much football.
Blackburn won without a manager. Blackburn beat Bristol 2-0. Bristol City 2-0. And they haven't had a manager now, and they've won all their games.
Yeah.
We have just been updated on Twitter that they have apparently made an approach for Blackpool's manager, Michael Appleton.
Oh.
On our 12th man
Twitter.
Didn't
he just go there? Michael Appleton, he was the Portsmouth manager, he's only gone to it's an odd one. But Blackburn, yeah.
Does it mean Venky's won't, you know? The new apple flavoured chicken or some
just
mad crap like that.
Maybe they go for the former Turkey manager.
Ham.
What?
Oh, surely
they can take over West Ham or something.
Surely there's some good stuff in here.
No, just not.
Go for the West Ham manager?
That's what I said. I just said that.
You said just said Ham.
No, I said West Ham just after. Listen back to this podcast. You will hear my joke.
Bolton drew 2-2 at Middlesbrough, which was quite a good game as well.
With Sunderland?
Sorry, that's Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Bolton drew at Sunderland. That's the one.
Yeah.
Bolton drew 2-2
at League Cup gets, or the FA Cup gets us nice and confused.
There was 30 games, 20-something games. I mean, it's an awful lot of games. There were 64.
Don't blame us, lads. We keep track of all these.
There was so many games. It was just crazy. Like, I mean, couldn't follow it. But yeah, Craig.
And then Gordon Strachan was talking about them as well. That was important.
That was so confusing. And then the SPL is going mad. And just like, there's no, no.
I'm very upset, like, lads.
Why can't football be back to the way it was? It's normal.
It would be this.
Anyway, sorry, go on.
Yeah, but Bolton drew 2-0 of a sudden, and Craig Gardner scored a really good goal in the last minute.
He did. He scored
these really, really good strikes. He doesn't do anything else. Like,
also, Carlos Cuellar, the most calamitous piece of defending I've seen since.
Since
Ivanovic in the future at that point. I don't know what's going on. I'm so confused. FA Cup, so many matches, brains all over the place.
Back to the future.
But anyway, it was just shockingly bad. Because they were. It looked like he passed the ball back to Mignolet. Was it even Mignolet he was playing? Not the keeper, anyway.
Craig Gordon?
No, he's gone.
But anyway, they were kind of passing it between themselves because they were like, we're the Premiership team here. Look at us. And I just passed it to. Who was it?
Lee.
And he just kind of walked up and just stroked it into
you. Only said last week that Quinn was trying to take him down from the inside.
Yeah, there you go. Still has a fine beard though.
It's not fine. It's not that good at all.
It's not as good as yours.
It doesn't look very good.
It's not as good as yours.
That's good for mine. What are you talking about?
Bruce Holbert, the only member of the 12 Man Podcast who can grow a beard. There is a
fine. I've never tried.
I'll take that.
I'm not willing to try.
Special mention to Kieran Dyer as well, who scored.
It's not Irish. It's Kieran, not Kieran.
Kieran.
It's an O.
He's Kieran. He's desperate. No, he's desperate for a club. He might come to Ireland.
He played the 90 minutes and scored in the last minute. Scored an equaliser in the last minute for QPR, who really don't need a replay.
First goal in 6 years?
Yeah.
Well, how is he rewarded then?
His contract got terminated and he's looking for a new club. Where should he go to? United?
Nowhere.
Liverpool?
Honestly, I don't know. I really don't think there's anywhere.
Harry Redknapp said he still has a future in the game, as we said.
Yeah, he's another one who's always been a prospect.
Yeah, but that's different. That's I mean, he hasn't been a prospect for like the last 6 or 7 years.
He's been injured the last 6 or 7 years.
There's still been talking. I mean, I was referencing Joe Cole.
Didn't score in the last 6 or 7 years.
Maybe he has, actually. He could have.
No, that was his first goal in 6 years.
First goal in 6 years.
Oh, was it? yeah, no, but like I think we knew about 6 or 7 years ago, even if he did score.
I know
that he was not a prospect. I don't know where he could go if Harry Redknapp said something like that.
Steady the ship.
Where's Lee Boyer?
Go fight him. Get them back. We'll talk about Newcastle. They lost 2-1 to Brighton.
2-0 to Brighton.
2-0. Yeah.
2-0 to Brighton. Why are we not doing 2-1? What are we doing? I've lost the plot.
You're just giving them extra credit.
It's late. We're tired. It's alright.
Brighton beat them last year in the Cup as well. And they went there and they didn't play a full team, nearly a full team again. And they knew it was going to be a hard game. And they lost. Orlando scored a lovely goal for Brighton.
He didn't
mean it, probably, the way he flicked it up. And
it was a bit of a stretch. It wasn't like he lifted it over his head and then turned and volleyed it. It was like the ball hit his shield, scooped up in the air, and he ran and stretched his foot on it. You'd still be like, well, I did that.
He
so
threw
whatever.
His foot behind. Yeah, it was good the way he got it.
It's still a nice goal.
Yeah, well, they wound up losing at the end. And it's probably best stuff for Newcastle to be out of the Cup at this stage, because they've got to focus on staying up. You know, they have
to. They shouldn't have to be focused on staying up, though.
But they just don't have a big enough squad to be.
Defender. They need several defenders. I know they got Matthew Debuchy.
Debuchy. He's a right back, though. I mean, he's not going to solve
this. He played for Tottenham a few years ago.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. He's never played for outside of France, I don't think, has he? No, I don't
think
you're talking right now. You're talking Cosmo up here. You're talking absolute Cosmo. Well, I just think with the Europa League as well, that they've got to worry about.
Yeah, it's true.
Making sure their squad, you know, because they got to Europa League, they're not going to win that, but I don't think they got enough of the African purpose. Like, they tried to play younger team. It didn't work. They don't have good youngsters.
It is weird, though, because they're pretty much who got them through in the Europa League. So the standard of the Europa League is not quite as high as the standard of the Championship.
And the FA Cup itself. Yeah. Teams like Luton and Macclesfield. Even Mansfield could do a job in Europa League. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think so.
The Europa League has fallen. Its stock has fallen. Anyway, move on from the FA Cup because it confused us. And thank God the Premiership's back. So we're talking about some transfer gossip. We mentioned Tyson to Chelsea, which seems like a strange move, considering if he moves there, he'd be another attacking player to go along with Dembélé, Fernando Torres, Oscar, Marco Marin, Kevin De Bruyne, Eden Hazard, Juan Mata, Malouda's still on Victor the books. Victor Moses. I've counted 9 there already.
Yeah, well, Malouda's...
Lucas Piazon, if you want to throw another one.
Malouda wouldn't be there if they could get rid of
Frankie Lampard.
Hmm? Yeah, well, Lampard is at least playing midfield. If you ruled out Malouda because they're trying to get rid of him avidly, and he's like obviously like, well, finish this contract.
Still nine players in that attacking. No,
it's like when Man City used to have like... it's like when Man City used to have Bellamy... not Bojan, Bulgarian lad.
Oh, Bojanov.
And a load of Adebayor was still in the books. Remember, and they had Rocket Santa Cruz. It's kind of similar to that, except much better. a lot of these players playing are good.
Well, I mean, I can admit I've only seen Tyson play. I've only seen clips.
The fantastic goal. Yeah, that's pretty much all I've seen.
He scored one or two very nice goals, but I mean, I've never seen him play.
Yeah, you know, in any kind of regular match. I don't usually catch the Metalist Kharkiv matches when they're on telly.
You should try. Be our Metalist Kharkiv representative. We'll send you to the games.
Up a tree.
Let's go to Sadler's climb a tree. Do they have trees in Ukraine?
If I owned a pitch like Mansfield here or something, I'd cut down all trees. I'm like, we need to get any money in here that we can. Any trees around the place, cut them down, because chancers are hopping up them.
Credit to Morecambe, actually, who let fans into the stadium for free. I think it was yesterday they were playing on Tuesday. Anyway, and they I think they're sold out anyway, because they opened the stadium up and they said, right, well, it's going to be free for fans tonight. Didn't charge anything other than, like, you didn't have to pay in. The season ticket holders obviously pay for their tickets. And then they put on food promotions and all so they could get the money back. But it's a fair play to them, you know.
Yeah, bit of a pay what you like. Bit of an In Rainbows radio head. Markham a bit before their time here. Well, with football clubs.
This is how it's going to go.
Yeah, pay what you want.
Digital downloads of football matches. Buying the football matches on iTunes soon.
Oh,
I don't see why. Watch the games live.
From Markham,
I don't see why not, you mean. I don't see why.
They're terrible.
Terrible idea. From Morecambe to Florence, and Fiorentina they've got Giuseppe Rossi on loan.
Natural segue there.
Yep.
Yeah, they have.
Two seasons of romance, I'd say. Yeah. Renaissance from Morecambe. I can see it happen. Giuseppe Rossi's gone from Villa, we talked about last week. He was linked with Fiorentina and Juventus, but he's gone on... He's gone on loan to Fiorentina with an option to buy at the end of the season. So, it's
a win-win, I think. You wonder what Villarreal are getting out of this scene is...
Well, he's obviously getting some wages off the books.
Yeah,
so
that could be true.
Segunda. Yeah.
I mean, they were relegated.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's what I was kind of thinking. Like, probably one of their best players.
Well, yeah, but they probably can't afford them. Yeah, they're probably destroying them if the wages are like that.
A bit of a Newcastle situation.
Yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I'm back from, you know, Florence there to West Ham.
And one of your other cities of love.
Yeah, Renaissance and all that. Jonas Olsen has been linked with a move to West Ham.
West Brom?
No,
QPR.
Sorry. It's Martin Olsen who's been linked with a move for West Ham.
Yeah, Martin Olsen's been linked with a move to West Ham. Who... Did some allies manage him? Yeah.
Yeah, you would have had him. Yeah,
yeah, it was the other one he didn't manage.
The other Olsen.
Yeah. There was
because he wasn't West Brom manager.
Yeah, no, I mean, you get them mixed up. There's two Olsens out of here. Blackburn, though, isn't it? He's him and his brother.
I don't know, I'm going mad.
Anyway, yeah, there's a move on the cards for Olsen somewhere.
One of the Olsens is going somewhere.
One of the Olsen twins is going somewhere. One of the Olsen sisters. Mary Kate.
Sign up for QPR.
Oh, QPR? They could do with some players too, yeah.
I'm pretty impressed that you knew their names.
Mary Kate and Ashley.
Yeah, fair play.
Who doesn't know their names?
And then there's their other sister, Elizabeth Olsen, who's a good actress. Anyway,
Martin Olsen.
The same as well.
Yeah, there is. But anyway, that's besides the point.
It's a very talented family.
Martin Olsen, Elizabeth Olsen.
Let's see if that mind go. Wesley Schneider looks like he's set to move.
Wesley Snipes.
Another member of the Olsen family, Wesley Schneider, looks like he's going to be... This is dreadful.
The Olsen twins, eh? The Olsen twins meet the Olsen twins. Oh, perfect. It's a match made in heaven. Are they still singing?
Come on, where's Schneider going?
He's gone to Galatasaray, apparently. His hell at Inter looks like it might come to an end, but he hasn't played in, you know, 3 or 4 months now. This age, he's been frozen out of the team.
Really?
He's been frozen out of the team now for, I think, he played a bit at the start of the season. Like, they put him in a cryo.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I have this image of him literally, like, in a big piece of ice. What have you done that to him for? He wouldn't train with
him. We'll put him in the ice.
Put him in the ice.
Inter is a little bit like a bad guy team, where it's like, yeah, you will not obey us. Into the ice with you.
We have Mr. Freeze from Batman Returns.
Time to cool down.
Oh, we should never record this late at night. Yeah, but he looks like God of Gods, that's right. You know, he was linked with QPR for one. I mean,
yeah.
Why would he go there? I don't know. You know, ridiculous. He was linked with United last season. I just don't keep you to come play.
United,
he's
with Liverpool.
He's one of these. Wesley Schneider's one of these players that I've never really rated as a footballer. He was brilliant for a year in 2010, sorry, when he was playing with Mourinho, to that World Cup, and he was brilliant at the World Cup. He scored a lot of goals, but I think it was just the system fit him. He was playing that role. The role Mourinho wanted to play was kind of like the Frank Lampard role.
Yeah.
You know, at Chelsea. He was playing it.
A little bit more free. A bit more like
he could do what he wanted. But then other managers come in and he doesn't fit the system. And now it's like, I should build a team around me. He's a bit too big headed. And, you know, it's just, I just never rate him.
I wouldn't say I don't rate him as a footballer, but I don't rate him as a midfielder.
Yeah, he's not.
You know, he's not exactly. He's a bit of a superstar player. Like a luxury player. You know the way Terapt they talk about Adel Terabyte.
Terabytes. He's 100 gigs.
But the way we talk about him, it's a similar type situation. But he's just like he doesn't. There's so many. If you want to play any other system other than what Mourinho did with him, there's no point in having him because he's expensive.
Yeah. He's a bit like.
And takes up too much.
It's a bit like Van der Vaart, I think. You know.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're pretty much a clone of each other.
Yeah. I think Van der Vaart's far more handsome.
That's a personal thing.
That's what sells.
That's what gets you goals. That's what wins games, handsomeness.
Won loads. I did. I won loads of them.
You won loads of matches, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. There we are. Moving on. Wesley Schneider, eh? Yeah. I don't think he's that good.
Actually, Joe, speaking of another Inter Milan midfielder who's set to move, young man Coutinho, who burst on the scene and was really good, and then nobody remembered who he was for a while.
He did.
Southampton, apparently.
Yeah, I read that. They've done this, though. They've done this last in the last transfer window where they've got Ramirez.
He did score.
Yeah, he did, yeah. Remember, he scored?
He scored
more games than that, though. He's not really been phenomenal, and they spent a lot of money, and they should start off by not signing players from Inter.
They
and
should
then
start
work up to that. Mm. They shouldn't start by signing Inter Milan sort of not brilliant players and then be like, oh yeah, we're grand.
They
look
should
where
sign,
QPR are.
They should sign a goalkeeper. That's what they should sign.
Yes, they should.
Stop
that's
changing
true.
Between the three they've got. Just settle on one. Just, you know, push Shea Given. That'll do it. No.
Good show, actually.
Get Craig Gordon in the free.
Less of a good show.
Yeah. It's the worst show.
Not quite my best show there. So I apologise. I apologise for that. Yeah, there's also the Southampton have also been linked with the Cagliari defender, that was a story as well.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going to happen there though. Highly rated defender, good in the ball apparently, so he might suit there bringing it out from the back system. But you wonder about these kind of players. He's probably at Cagliari, he's been linked with some big teams, probably going to need some money. Why would he go to a team that might get relegated?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Especially,
but it's always that thing that a Premiership, it seems that a team that are fairly doing decently enough in like the Serie A or the league or whatever would go to a lower league Premiership,
sure.
And I don't really know why.
Because they don't look up the area, they don't look up where it like they're like, oh, Premier League, I'll go there. They don't look up like how where the team is, and it's like when Jason Scotland moved to Swansea thinking he'd be living in England.
That's
like,
what I was just thinking. Do you
like,
think Michu arrived in London going, yeah, I just signed for Swansea,
but
where are they based?
There's rumours like that about Granero as well, and a few others like that, you know.
There was actually, it's funny, I think Michu did an interview a while ago, and I heard the quotes somewhere else, not firsthand. So as he did an interview with someone, and I think they were saying, it was a Spanish radio station magazine, they said, oh, like, you had such a good start, and you were so good last season, like, would you not like to play for one of the top teams in England? And he said, well, I play for the best team in Wales.
That's good enough.
Yeah, that's
a good point.
Like, that's the kind of stuff that makes you loved by the fans.
Yeah.
That's a great little comment.
Yeah, it's kind of funny enough.
Actually, how weird would it be just thinking that Cardiff are top of the championship, two Welsh teams in the Premier
League. Yeah, I mean, we talked this last year when Cardiff looked like they might come up. You know?
Yeah, but it's Cardiff. They're probably
good. They're at this for a long time.
They're always trying to get promoted and then not get promoted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
They're crazy.
I don't think they've ever been in such a healthy position.
They're like a How I Met Your Mother. Will they ever meet the mother? No. We don't know.
Will they ever get promoted?
I'll stop watching by then. By the time get promoted, I won't watch football anymore. Mm.
Please don't stop watching football.
Why are you basing your...
I'm metaphorically talking about how much
Cardiff do.
Interesting. Interesting. You've lost one of yourselves. Europe. Pro Patrick.
This guy.
this guy.
Do I hear step ladder in the...
Yeah, Pro Patriots have received a 1-game ban for the actions.
Whoa.
No, what about 1 game? Like, not that they get a ban. It's the fans be banned. It's going to be behind closed doors for their racist chanting against Kevin Prince Boateng.
That seems appropriate.
Appropriate.
Oh, yes.
Good lord.
Yeah. But it's not appropriate.
Anyway, well, that wasn't me. That was standard fan. Standard idiot football fan.
Yeah.
That's a disgraceful punishment. They should be given far more. Mm. 3 at the minimum would be. But you'd expect money. I don't care what tier they're in.
Mm. You see, the money thing doesn't... You know, if they find them a certain amount, that doesn't really... I'm in third tier. Yeah. They wouldn't have to pay or whatever. But I think what you need to do is say, you've lost 3 points. Or you're going to be behind closed doors for 5 games. I think that's the kind of punishment that they need. Because I think the money thing doesn't really affect the fans. And the fans are going to do it again and again and again. But if they get docked points, it's going to affect the club. And the club are going to have to find a way of stopping that problem. Yeah.
That's an interesting opinion. What does Sepp Blatter think we should do?
Sepp Blatter should just shake hands and carry on. Yeah. Kind of thing. And racism doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he criticised...
It doesn't exist in his evil lair where he stuffs goose down his fat gob all day.
He actually criticised Kevin Prince Boateng more so than...
Yeah, well, he didn't really criticise. I think, like, at the end of the day, he's not going to come out and say, yeah, everyone should walk off, because he is the head of FIFA.
Yeah.
But he needed to kind of go, I respect him for what he did, I understand why he did, but he didn't do that. He did the standard idiot Sepp Blatter thing to do, where it's like, no, blacks and gays, no. It's like, good lord, Sepp Blatter.
They don't exist in football.
Yeah, he really has no compassion. Right. Women as well. Like, just anything other than old, small, white men.
he I'm going to make a statement here based on the Kevin Prince Boateng issue. I want to start with a joke, though. A Jew, a queer, and a black walk into a bar.
Oh, dear. Allegedly.
Such poor taste, Sepp.
He's not a
poor taste. Sepp sounds like a meme. It sounds like a meme with Sepp Blatter in it. Get working on that.
Hashtag
12-man podcast.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Well, it's not appropriate punishment. That's the worst thing about it. And they have to start clamping down on this kind of stuff because he just seems so out of touch with reality. Like, Sepp Blatter, he's just so... Like, he's not observing the world of football anymore, it seems. He just seems like he's like, oh yeah, no, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen in our game. No, that doesn't happen. I was like, what is this happening? It's happening everywhere. It's happening every week at games. And not every player is walking off the pitch. Now, I know Clarence Seedorf came out and said, look, I wouldn't walk off the pitch. You're bringing too much attention to the fans. Like, they shouldn't be getting this kind of attention. But, I was like, but what else is Kevin Prince Boateng doing? If he doesn't walk off the pitch, there would have been no 1 game behind closed doors.
I said this last week that too many players... acknowledge it, then go home and tweet about it, which nothing can be done retrospectively because the referee doesn't have it in a report or no one has it in a report. I'm working on an article at the moment, and I've interviewed the company Sports Against Racism Ireland, and I spoke to their international officer about all the low level, and apparently it's rife over here apart from abroad where they've worked on stuff like that. And as you're saying, there's just nothing that can be done. I spoke to him about a couple of incidents in which, like, the maximum fine can be, like, for the Gael Clichy one over here
where you got a
banana thrown on him on the pitch, some against Limerick idiot. Against Limerick, and the because Gael Clichy didn't report it or anything but went home and tweeted it. I'm gonna say Gael Clichy actually said, look, I know I really enjoyed my time in Ireland, and said
like
this guy. Yeah, said obviously this guy's an idiot.
We should get him on the show.
Well, he's welcome. But
I heard it's a seat there.
It's not a seat. There's no room right now. bring his own mic.
Sorry about that, Gael.
He has to bring his own mic. No, but honestly, nothing can be done about that. There's like I think he has a public disorder charge. This guy that did that, maybe coming up. I'm not even sure if they can do anything about that. And a 50 quid fine is pretty much... €50 fine. Sorry, I was using slang there. It's pretty much... But that's pretty much... I mean, that's disgraceful for a man who did that. There should be some sort of public record that, you know, it should go down.
He should be put in the stocks. People throw tomatoes at him.
I actually wouldn't be too driven around town. We throw tomatoes at him.
But it should be... It should go down on your record that next time you go for a job...
Ironic.
Next time you go for a job, it should be there. Well, you know, this guy has a public offence for being racist. You know, it's disgraceful that nothing can be done about this. Something has to be done.
Yeah, like, you can't... Well, you can, I suppose. You can find these fans pinpointed down. In Italy, though, it's very difficult because a lot of the ultras and stuff like that who do this kind of stuff, they have a huge say in what happens at the clubs. Like, I mean, you know, for instance, Roma, I know Lazio have clamped down, but Roma, for instance, have a huge ultra following. And if this were, I'm not saying Roma do, but if this does happen at Roma games, and if that section of the fans, for instance, the board can't go and say, you're all banned, because they have a huge say in how the club is
run. Yeah, exactly,
It's just bizarre.
Do you remember, it wasn't Roma?
Lazio have actually been punished for a racist
Champions. Yeah, it wasn't Roma or Udinese, it was... I'm trying to think of who it was. One of the clubs, kind of a little bit mafia involved in the ultras, and they came off and demanded the players' shirts.
Genoa. Yeah, last season.
And the goalkeeper, like one of the players, was like crying as he took off the shirt and handed it over to these ultras, and one of them refused. It was absolutely like there's insanity going on in Italy.
Yeah, it's just Italy.
It is in fairness, it's rife in Italy, and they're not denying it. They're working on proving it.
Yeah.
Unlike Serbia, who will just like.
Yeah,
we never have crowd trouble.
Mm. But even the punishment for Lazio is very lenient. I think it was a.
I'd like to point out just that I'm not criticising all of Serbia, the head of the FA.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot. Well, we saw the whole England bust up, and there's still fallout from that. There's Tom Ince and I think Sturridge are being punished.
Cocker,
yeah, are being punished. It's all just a bit of a mess. But I know Lazio were only. I think they were just given a money. They're fined a bit of money, but that's it. Like, I mean, why not turn around and say, right, you've been. A point, 2 points be taken off in your group. I was like, if you don't qualify, tough. That's not our fault.
Yeah.
You sort out your fans and you come back next year and you don't do that.
Yeah.
It's simple as that.
Yeah.
I mean, the fans, they're not like, they can get away with this because if it's money, like if the club has been fined money, then what's that to the fans? It's not, you know, they're the ones paying that money into the club and anyway, so it doesn't matter. Like they do pay to go see those matches. It's just baffling.
That's true. It is effectively almost the same thing for a couple of games behind closed doors. Probably counts as a bit more. But it probably counts as about the same amount of money anyway.
Yeah.
Because none of the fans can go, and it punishes the fans and the club because they don't get the money. Fans can't go. But going back to the thing you were saying about like the fines to individual things, that it's not big enough. I think it was in the Irish Times, they were saying that Nicholas Bentner's fine for having the betting, that's more than any other.
In the Euros, that was...
Yeah, but that's the biggest fine. In the last couple of years, as opposed to any of the other racism or anything.
Yeah, remember
it's a disgrace.
But that's like, because
the Russian wasn't there. Was Russia or someone in the Euros? There had been race chanting, and it was the same time both.
Russia
of these,
weren't in the Euros.
They were.
No, they weren't.
They were. They definitely were.
They Russia were. Yeah.
Oh, they were. Hold on. What am I thinking of?
No, hold on. But anyway, whoever it was that did racist chanting, that they came out at the same time as the Bentner one. And it was absolutely outrageous. So I don't know how they're getting away with it.
Well, see, the thing with the Bentner was because it's FIFA looked at that and said, well, no, that could cost us money in sponsorship.
Exactly.
And in the end, it didn't matter because Paddy Power, the ones whose boxers who was fine, paid out anyway. They paid the fine for him. So I was like, this is ridiculous.
Mm.
Absolutely. Like, get your priorities right. Seriously. Mm. Like, it's so transparent what's happening there. You can see exactly what they're doing in that company. It's just, or in that organisation. It's just, how corrupt it is from the systemic, so it's hard to get out.
You made a good point yesterday saying the only way it's going to change is when Blatter dies.
Because he doesn't seem
he won't let go. We'd be prying the FIFA presidency away from his cold, small, dead hands while we push him down a big hill into hell.
But even when he's gone, who's the favourite to replace him? Platini. And he's just
as
bad. I mean, there's nobody in there. There's nobody stepping in going, like, you know, I want to see. Like, you see all these guys who are on the FA over in England, they have, you know, I'm not saying that these are the guys to do it, but you know, if one of them was to stand up and go, I'm going to run for it, like the presidency, you know, and go for it, do it, like, because they get so much backing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
These people who've just been around football for a long time, you know, somebody would have been Clark Carla.
He's good on countdown.
It was
Jeff Stelling. I'd have Jeff Stelly. Paul Merson. No, I would not have Paul Merson there. In 1 minute and football.
Harry Redknapp.
Give him 1 minute alone.
Ron Atkinson.
Give Paul Merson 1 minute alone with, as the defensive president, and football would be broken. How did you break it? I don't know, Jeff. You idiot, Merson.
Terry Venables.
Oof. No. No, I'm turning that one down, sorry.
Nigel Quasi.
He'd just get them relegated.
Football would get relegated. Yeah. Somewhere.
Speaking of relegation, Rangers. Mm. They've been brought down to the FU.
Is that why you mentioned Nigel Quasi? You saw Rangers was next, you were like, how do I get to relegation? Nigel Quasi.
I set it up beautifully, I did. Put it on a plate, I got a beautiful assist for that one, I did. An assist count? Rangers, they've been dropped down to the Stewart Division, we all know this in Scotland. And, you know, they're top of the division at the moment, but the talk from the SFA and the SPL and all that is they want to do something with the leagues. They want to change. We've been talking about this for a while. They want to redo it because it's gotten to that stage where the money isn't equally distributed.
Do you want me to sort of explain what it is? Like,
well, yeah,
we can kind of work between us. I'm sure we'll get through.
It's a reform proposal.
This is going to hurt my brain, but we're going to get this.
what I've got is they want to stop two leagues, two top tiers.
Yes.
And each team will have 12. Each league will have 12 teams in it.
It'll be three leagues in total. But
and then there will be a league below that with 18 teams.
Mm. Yeah.
But the actual regulations and the way it works is just bizarre.
Mm. It's something like if...
Well, the first,
hold on,
the first,
take a deep breath here.
The start of the season is that each team in the top two leagues, each team plays each team twice.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Straightforward.
Yeah.
After that... Top eight
all
teams.
Hell breaks loose.
Splits into three leagues of eight then.
But no, just three groups of eight that play against each other for different.
Yeah, but it is
priorities.
effectively almost three leagues of eight.
Yeah, I suppose.
Because they each play each other then twice again.
So they play each other for different priorities.
Yeah,
twice
so
again.
Obviously, the top ones would be the top prizes, winning the championship for Celtic for the next couple of years at least. Then the European. So that's about the top four teams.
Hmm.
Then the other four are
the second
just
group.
The second group, I don't know what the hell is going on.
Well,
there. What's happening there, I think, is that the top four teams will go into the top 12 league for the start of the next season, and the bottom four are down in the other one. As in the
what
second
difference
group.
Does it make if they're all going to be playing for the championship? We should stop going into detail.
Well, I'd imagine. The way it would start would be the top 12 teams would be the 12 teams that exist in the SPL at the moment.
Okay.
Which...
This is the sound of like 100 people... I'm being a bit complimentary. Turning off the podcast simultaneously.
I just... Yeah.
And then basically
the
third group is to fight relegation.
Yeah.
So they're breaking three groups of that.
The group of 18 teams.
What I think they should do is they should have two teams of 12 or at least 12. They should play three, as you said, home and away. And then you have, that's whatever, 24 teams between to do in a big Royal Rumble.
All together.
On
in one
pitch.
Match.
Just on the pitch. You know, two teams start, and whoever scores against the other first, and it's just a big knockout competition. It just keeps going. And like every minute, another team gets into
the
I
like
match.
That. The Scottish
just,
Royal Rumble playoffs.
Sounds interesting.
But I mean, you know, you're not going to have the dominance of Celtic Rangers anymore because anybody could grab a goal and win it.
Yeah.
Well. According to Charles Green, Rangers' chief exec, they might not even be in Scotland anymore because his advice was like to pack up and leave, basically. It's like, it's not a campsite, it's a stadium. We can't really just
bring it down.
There is almost a logic to doing it now, though. Because...
They're at that low point.
Yeah, exactly. Like, a couple of years ago when all that Rangers and Celtic going into the Premiership was touted, and everyone was kind of like, well, you can't just walk into the Premiership.
Yeah,
like,
well,
they're not going to go straight into the Premiership.
Yeah.
But they're now down in the third division of the Scottish League.
Yeah.
May as well be in the third division of the English League if they want to do that.
What Green is irritated about is he just does not see any sort of way for the Scottish League to make money. He says no matter what format it's in, it's failing.
Yeah.
I think it's failing along with his club. I don't think adding this very complicated format to the Scottish League would make me want to watch it more.
Yeah.
I still don't like most of those teams and find their football poor. Watching them play in all sorts of mad ways, it'll be more like when I see American football come on. It's like, but they're very far away from each other. How could they be playing in some sort of similar championship?
Yeah.
And you know, it's just it doesn't make me want to go, well, now I'm going to watch like
it is a weird
games.
But you could think almost like, why do you have to restructure the way to restructure the finances, why not just restructure the way the league is financed, as opposed to restructuring the shit out of everything and just making everyone really confused?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there'll become a point where there'll be one team that are just kind of floating in limbo and are like, are we in this league or are we in this league?
Yeah.
And what group are we in now? What right, we're in the second division, but the fourth group.
For and fighting for European spots.
Where do we play?
There'd be an awful lot of fixture congestion, you would think.
Well, you'd imagine it'd be the same as, 38 games. It'd be 22 games for the first piece. And then 14 games after that.
Yeah, what are they going to call it? The first piece?
Yeah.
What the hell is going on here?
Well, as it is in Scotland, it's really weird anyway, because they break...
There is a split, yeah.
Yeah, it's all a bit mad, you know. But they not just get like a 20-team league. Or an 18-team league and then another 18-team league, and that's it. Just for that, have two divisions and have them all televised.
Then that's getting rid of six teams.
But where does the twist come from?
This is the lost of football. Well, y'all have to do it, but there's going to be a polar bear in it at some point.
I think it just doesn't make sense. It's like adding new parts again. It's like, why don't we combine Monopoly, Hungry Hippos, and rugby? It's just like, what's going on here? It's all over the place.
Maybe they should have made some new teams. Good teams, though. Mm, and put them in.
I think
we'll make a team.
I think part
12 man. Get 12 man into Scotland. Hashtag 12 man in Scotland. Hashtag.
Hashtag the word hashtag.
Yeah.
I think part of the problem is that there's too many teams in Scotland for the amount of money and
if they made some more good teams, it'd be better.
So get rid of a lot of the crap ones and bring in some good teams.
You've got two teams, Dundee, who are like they're both their stadiums are on the same road. That's how close they are. It's Super Dundee. And it comes
can they be called Super Dundee? Yeah.
Or kind of mixed up like they do with the...
But I don't know if they'd like that, though.
No, they wouldn't.
No.
That's not,
no. So
it would not go down well.
But FC Copenhagen used to be a combination of smaller teams in
Copenhagen. Yeah,
but see, Denmark is just a combination of a bunch of islands. So
Denmark.
It was an easy enough transition for them.
Those terrible and easy jokes I'm making.
But if there was...
Dan and Mark.
You know, for instance...
They came together.
If two smaller teams said, oh, we can come together and make a better team. No, not that they might.
Rushton and Diamonds?
Dagenham and Redbridge?
I don't know if Diamonds were a team.
Diamonds are forever.
We're just saying words now.
Iker Casillas isn't forever, apparently.
Yeah. We're going with that one, are we?
Yeah, we are.
Good.
Well,
is he? Because...
He's been dropped by Mourinho for the last two games.
But he's proving that he is, in fact, immortal.
Zlatan's the only immortal out there.
He was dropped for the game the weekend, but he got called upon after a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
I think he did it on purpose. Like, Casillas went up, and like, do you imagine a big Real Madrid fan? He's like, get sent off. I'm your god.
Well, he gave away a penalty. Casillas came on and couldn't save the penalty. It was 4-3 in the end to Real Madrid.
Yeah. I think this is probably the first time this year that Ronaldo will have more goals than Messi. He has two and Messi has one.
Well. Gianni Prieto has three though. He's got a hat trick.
Oh, yeah.
It's the first time Gianni Prieto will have.
Demba Ba's too.
He does.
Dude, so many players out there.
Barnes Homer has two.
He is better than Messi.
But Mourinho.
Is he going to go?
He's gone. Gone. This he's gone after this season.
He's gone either way, but
there's not a chance. You can't do it. It's
Champions League or nothing.
Him trying to be bigger than the club, isn't it? It's
It
works other places, but not when you get when Chelsea don't have that kind of former icon. I suppose I'm not saying they don't have people they look up to, but like they do, like Real Madrid have Raul, Casillas, these huge number one stars that will be in history forever.
But even that, they've got Ronaldo in their team, who's going to become their best ever player, probably, like their top goal scorer if he stays there for the rest of his career. And you're like thinking, well, don't mess around when you've got this guy in your team who's like the best player you're ever going to manage. Like, you know what I mean? Don't start arsing about your goalkeeper. Okay, you might be able to win the league, I can understand that. But he's probably going to leave anyway at the end of the season.
Rumour is that the two of them will leave.
Yeah.
I know, again, rumour is the start of that sentence.
Yeah,
so,
it's never a good way to start.
Sir Alex Ferguson praised them today. And a friend of ours did hint, he made an interesting, I know you can rubbish this if you want, an interesting old
rumour type thing, fake rumour, would United flog Rooney to Real to get Ronaldo back? Ronaldo back?
Yeah, but who would buy Rooney?
Real Madrid.
Well, what they want them.
That's just making a giant assumption that.
I see the team with Ronaldo moving is it takes more than a couple of weeks, you know.
Yeah.
When he was going to leave Madrid for or United to go to Madrid, we knew about a year before it happened, pretty much. Mm. Like, he was going to leave. Ferguson said, you'd have one more season here, they'll let you go. And they'd agreed that deal well before it was done.
Yeah.
But I mean, the money that's involved, the agent fees, the moving home. He's got a kid now as well. Mm. Like, it's
true.
Just,
you would wonder as well, if Mourinho's going to leave, wouldn't he still want to leave? Like, does,
does
the problem
stem
from Mourinho, or is it, you know,
I actually think he would get on quite well with Mourinho, I would have thought.
I mean, they're both Portuguese.
Yeah. That doesn't really mean anything.
But, I mean,
I don't get on with a lot of Irish people.
Ronaldo got along quite well with Carlos Queiroz at Manchester United. Like, really
very different person, though.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's because he'd worked him before and he knew what he was about.
No, as far as I know, they get on fine, but
I don't think
Mourinho will be there.
I don't think that's the problem.
It's the defining point.
Considering Mourinho's been there for Ronaldo's two best ever seasons as a footballer.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, like, if there is a restructure in it and someone just comes in and goes, Ronaldo, you're a god,
he'll probably stay. He'd,
like, you'd imagine he'd stay. Mm. And maybe that's the way that Real Madrid would go. If Mourinho's causing so much trouble, they'd just get a yes guy who they'd just go,
or
just keep playing the best players.
They get Pep Guardiola.
That's
a turn for
not
the books.
You know,
he's come. Imagine he came back. It was kind of like, has he been hypnotised? Is that really him? Quite Pep, you haven't done this to us. All the Barca fans just absolutely devastated.
I am Pep.
He's evil now, so he's got a Darth Vader voice.
He's the worst.
He's actually Ronaldo's father.
But you're Spanish. No.
Spoiler.
It's all.
If you haven't seen Star Wars, it's your own fault.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, I don't know. Who would replace Mourinho?
Yeah, David Moyes.
Big show, but yeah, David Moyes, big David Moyes. But he'd come in and...
Harry Redknapp.
Oh, imagine.
Big Sam.
Imagine Harry Redknapp there.
Ron Atkinson.
Harry Redknapp would have no reason.
Major Quasi.
Harry Redknapp would have no reason to be bidding for every La Liga striker anymore, because they'd be all worse than the strikers he has.
Now
he'd be like,
the grey now,
Luis Fabiano. No, he's in Brazil, leave him. I don't know, it's a tough question though, like, to replace Mourinho.
Ancelotti. I suppose he's at Paris Saint-Germain.
Mm.
Wenger?
I was going to say Wenger, but I didn't want to upset you.
You're
sitting there all night with your little Arsenal mug. I didn't want
to. Don't you have your host for a reason?
Maybe when Rafa Benitez gets inevitably sacked from Chelsea because Pep Guardiola's available.
Interesting show.
It's interesting, but I don't like it.
I wouldn't like it either, but it could happen.
Laudrup?
No.
He used to play there.
Yeah, I don't see it happening. Interesting. It'll be
Ivan Campo used to play there. He's not going to be managed.
Ivan Campo wanted a bottle job. Didn't get it. Fernando Hierro.
Steve Keane.
So, stop throwing names out. He's on trolley.
Vincent Del Bosque coming back, World Coach of the Year.
There you go, that's a good
show. Possibly,
Del Bosque could be a very interesting one.
Jurgen Klopp as well, I just thought.
Jurgen Klinsmann.
That's
less of a good show. You should stop on your first one. You keep
quit
doing
while you're ahead.
Victor Nietzsche.
Is this what we've devolved to? Spout out player names to take over the Real Madrid. Anyway,
Terry Venables again. Vincent Del Bosque, he's a show. Camacho, Antonio Camacho.
I'd only accept Venables there if he'd sing on top of the stadium like he used to do in that ad.
Bring back John Toshak.
Oh no. Just because it rhymes doesn't mean it's good. Toshak back.
Yeah, I got you. World Team of the Year is announced and it was completely dominated by the Spanish.
Falcao was the only non-Real Barca player.
Five Real players, five Barca players. And the only other one was Falcao, who plays for Atlético Madrid. So dominated by two cities.
Mm.
Not just Premier League best team in the world. What would be the best Premier League team then? Do you think they could beat that team? I mean,
No, they couldn't beat the best team in the world. No.
Who would you have in goal? Do you have Joe Hart in goal?
For Premier League? Probably. It was better.
Or any one of the Southampton keepers?
No, it would be go probably with Joe Hart.
Mm,
a
probably,
fit
yeah.
Vidic as
Vidic.
Well. Pop in Daniel Agger.
Vintage and though, you,
company
Skirtle.
Vintage and company,
Company. Sorry, how did I not put company in there?
Skirtle
on the bench.
You'd have a right back.
I would go for Zabaleta.
And you have Leighton Baines on left, I assume.
Zabaleta, Leighton Baines.
Yeah. It's a style stage life in Zabaleta.
There's a defence, that's enough fun.
No, midfield, you got, you probably put Fellaini in.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who's the best at. Beat you even? Cresola would consider.
No, he's not the best, though.
Yeah, Torre maybe just.
Maybe.
He's a bit of a big destroyer.
I don't want to put him in.
You got maybe. Who would you put? You got Van Persie and.
Yeah, obviously Van Persie in front.
Suarez up front.
Yeah.
Silva maybe on one of the wings.
Would we have Michu?
I'd say obviously you could put him in the middle. You could put him in the middle.
Yeah.
And maybe you could stick, I don't know, could you lump Aguero on the other way? Baines, or not Baines, Bale on the other way.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. We did a few there.
Yeah. Could a team like that be that?
No. I'm going to say no.
Because they have the only team is Messi and Ronaldo.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not a bad team.
And
I mean.
Marcello, which
but
is.
But not a, one player.
Like Marcello's one I'd be.
Yeah, it is a weird one you would. Like. Even, you know, German league teams are doing well and, you know.
He's not a particular standout player, I don't think. Like, I mean, Van Persie should have, I think.
Yeah, probably. Instead of
Fosho, maybe.
Yeah.
But that's the only one.
But that was the discussion
the
we had earlier.
Yeah, so. Left back, people are up in arms saying, oh, Baines should have been. I was like, well, no, Baines, he's not played much less games. And he doesn't play any role.
I just like Mats Hummels. I want him in every team. How about that one?
Yeah, Mats Hummels.
Here, send us your team. Send us your team. Get on Twitter, you know, you can hashtag team of the year, whatever you want. Send it to us. Or the 12manpodcast@hotmail.com. Get on the Twitter. At 12 Man Podcast, you can go on the Facebook page as well. Leave it there. It'd be interesting to hear because I think everybody has a different opinion on their team of the year. People are like, oh, I want Leighton Baines to left back. People are saying PK shouldn't be in the team of the year. Is he that good a defender? You know?
Yeah, I don't think he should be.
It's part of the. Has he played that much? Well, Mascherano's probably played a centre back more than
injured
he has.
He was injured a bit and he was dropped for a bit as well.
I suppose he was part of that, the European squad that won. That's why a lot of those match players are in there.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, but still not the best defender in the world. Like, these two teams, Real Madrid and Barcelona, are notorious for having bad defences.
Look, I mean, even Ramos is like, you kind of go, should he be in there? You know what I mean?
Because Casillas doesn't even start anymore.
Drop him.
Yeah. Where's Stuart Downing at left back?
Yeah, well, you know. That's what I was saying. I was waiting for him to say, as soon as he signs Sturridge, we can play left back.
Who would you have managing that team? Alex Ferguson in the Premiership team, yeah?
Yeah, probably. Well, Wenger couldn't because some of them are expensive players.
Yeah, he'd drop them.
Go mad. They'd never come. They'd never go.
Yeah, anyway, 12manpodcast@hotmail.com or at 12manpodcast on Twitter. Get on there and tell us your teams of the year if you want any other random questions we've asked you through. Thank you, Declan Maron. You've done a great job here today. And you've put on a great show for us.
I'm wrecked hard. I'm going to bed now. You can get out of my house.
You do that. Ruth Allwood, thank you.
Thank you.
We best leave. Bye.